Acts chapter 28, if you have your Bibles, Acts chapter 28, verse number 1. I had this on my heart all week long. All I can do is preach it.
Come on, brother Jason, bro.
And when they were escaped, Acts 28, is that what I told you?
Yeah.
And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Malaita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said unto themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth him not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire, and he felt no harm.
Yes. Yes.
Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds. Praise God.
Yeah.
And said that he was a god. And in the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. Amen. Thank you for standing here for the reading of the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. Very familiar verses of scripture that I read to you here in this house. Amen. Very, very familiar scripture. Praise God. And Brother Daniel, Paul, and I could read to you over in the book of Corinthians where it talked about how many times he had been beaten with stripes. Amen. 39 times, Brother Earl. 5 times he had been beaten.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Woo! Amen. I tell you, one whipping like that would have done me in.
Oh, yeah.
But they beat Paul 5 different times.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Beat him and beat him, Brother Daniel.
Yeah.
Amen. And they had stoned him. They had left him for dead. He had been floating on boards in the sea. Amen. Shipwrecked. My, the life that Paul lived.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. But this particular story was Euroculodon. Amen. Bible readers know the chapter ahead of this tells us about this storm. It was such a bad storm that it had a name, Euroculodon. Amen. And anyway, Brother Daniel, this the devil was trying to get Paul, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The devil wanted Paul.
Right.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And but here's what I like about this. Amen. God had already spoke. Paul really tried to keep him back in Crete. And he said, let's not sail on. Let's not take off and take, amen, and sail on this journey. But let's stay right here. Amen. Well, they decided that they're going to set ship and sail. Amen. And you know the story that finally they got to looking real bad. And the Lord, an angel of the Lord, Paul later said, came to him that night.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said that the Lord has shown me that there's going to be great damage to this ship. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. There's going to be great damage done to the ship. But here's what I like about this. Amen. He said, but if you'll stay on the ship,
woo,
everybody will be all right. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
On,
that's enough said right there. Praise God. You ready to go home? Amen.
Come on,
if you just stay on the ship. Yeah. Praise God. How many people get off ship too soon?
Come
amen.
On,
yeah.
How many people, amen, get their minds and get their eyes and get their visions on something else and get off where they should be at? Praise
right.
God.
Right.
Amen. Come on now.
Yes.
You get yourself in trouble getting off where God puts you.
That's
right.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Right. Say amen or on me.
Right.
Come on.
Great God.
Come
if on, Paul man. Had got off that ship, Brother Earl, he'd been a dead man.
Right.
Yeah. Sir.
Woo, come on now.
Yeah.
Amen. I've told you, and sometimes even preachers, I start to say good men. I don't classify myself, amen, that, but even preachers, Brother Earl, sometimes need to hear from God. Amen.
Amen.
And when Brother Prescott had told me back in the fall, he said, Brother Jason, the safest place, amen, in all the world to be is in the middle of the will of God.
Woo.
Woo! Hey, I don't know how it is, amen, to explain this, Brother George, but they knew that ship was going down. Amen. God knew where it was going down at. Amen. I don't know about you, Brother Tom, but I don't know if I'm getting on a ship and they said, amen, this ship's going down. I don't think that'd be a very safe place to be, but it was for Paul. Amen. If he had not been on that ship, amen, he'd have ended up dead. Hey, God. But, oh, amen, the safest place for Paul to be was right smack dab in the middle of the will of God. And that's what I'd like to tell somebody. And I ain't going to preach very long right here. Amen, tonight. But the most important place for you to be is in the middle of the will of God. Hallelujah. And I come to tell us, amen, I'm not here trying to tell everybody in this house what God's will is for your life. I feel like that's a very foolish thing to do. Amen. When you go to try to start fortune telling and story telling and crystal ball reading. Amen. Ain't nobody knows what's going to happen to me tomorrow. I may drop dead tomorrow and I may live another 50 years. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow in his hand. And I come to tell us, and until God tells me to get out of the ship, I'm staying where he put me. And until God tells me, hey, great God, to do something different. That's what Brother Jack House said years ago. This has helped me. Amen, preachers, this will help you. Amen, church members, this will help you. But old Jack House, I know he was an old fundamentalist, but he had some ways about him, Brother Earl. And this is still a problem today. He said, you preachers, your problem is, amen, you pick up the phone every couple of days and ask God where you ought to be. He said, pray it through fast and get a hold of where you need to be. And he said, and when God tells you what to do, hang the phone up. Amen. Disconnect the line and say, God, right here's what I'm going to do. Until you ring the line, until you send Nathan the prophet, until you send a man of God, right here I am. And that's the life, amen, that you ought to live. We ought to put our feet down. We ought to put our foot boots in the mud and say, great God, amen, come storms, come Urocula Don, come high water, come snow, come sickness, come death, here I am. Great God in heaven, amen, I'm staying where God put me.
Amen. Amen.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
Jesus.
Amen. Listen to this. Paul, amen, was where he should have been. We already established that.
Right.
Woo! Hallelujah. Well, you know the story, the terrible Urocladon, the storms, the rain hit that ship, and it goes into great details in the chapter before this of how they were trying to set the mast and the sails, but they couldn't get it right, and the storm ripped that ship apart. Have you ever been in a storm where you felt like you got ripped? Have you ever been in a storm where you felt like it just ripped you apart? Hey, God. Oh, hey, man, I come to tell us, amen, right here tonight, I don't know what life has in store. Listen to me right here. Amen. I don't know, Brother Earl, what next week or what next year has in store. But right here is what I do know, Brother Daniel. Amen. When that part of life comes, I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to stand right where God put me. Come, you're rocking on. Come, tear this place apart. But I'm staying in the ship. I'm staying where God put me.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I'm going to stay where God put me.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know this, Brother Tommy. But, what's his name? Vernon McGee. And I'm not a great big Vernon McGee fan, but I iced my yard for a lady down on Vincent Street. Great God, I forget whatever time old Vernon McGee's on WMM, whether it's 1 to 2 or whatever. I can't remember exact time, but if you went to show up to mow her grass, she'd come run out to the door, and she'd pay, and she'd say, McGee's on, I gotta go, and she'd go back. Boy, she loved to hear on McGee. Every day, he got a program they call Through the Bible, amen. And I didn't know this, amen, just found this out, but old McGee was diagnosed with lung cancer, and the doctor said, McGee, you got a year to live, amen, you better set your affairs in order, and however you want to live life. And McGee later said, it helps you evaluate what's important in life. Right. When you look and say, I got a year left, what am I going to do this year? Amen. I'll tell you what McGee said. And McGee said, I forget, a great big name preacher had pastored that big church he had pastored in Los Angeles, California, I forget that, but they had a fire. Let me tell you something, there's nothing worse than a church losing the fire. And McGee said he had tried to resurrect that church. He said that's the deadest place he had ever been in all of his life. And if he said, if I'm going to die this year, I'm not dying in a dead church. God, I'm not dying where the power of God ain't at. I'm not dying, amen, in the midst of deadness.
Yes, Lord.
So he got out of that church. He resigned and left the last year of his life. And he went to his house and he said, God, I ain't dying in a dead church. What am I going to do in the last year of my life? And God said, McGee, what do you like to do? He said, I love teaching the Bible. I love praying and studying and teaching the Word of God. Amen. He said, well, then teach it. Amen. So he got him a recorder and he got him a little microphone and he started teaching through the Bible. And he said, God, if I ain't got but a year left, I'm going to teach the Bible for this year. Amen. The first year came and gone. Amen. Through the Bible. Year number one was complete. Number two, amen, he was still living. He is still doing good. Year number two, he recorded, amen, another year through the Bible. Third year, fourth year, fifth year. Great God, he kept teaching. He kept staying where God put him. Hey, and did you know J. Vernon McGee lived, amen, to the through the Bible was complete? Why? Because he stayed on the ship. Why? Because it's important not to get out of the will of God. If the most important place to be is in the middle of God's will, the most dangerous place to be is out of the will of God. You don't want to get out of God's will. You don't want to live one day out of the will of God. One day, Brother Daniel.
Jesus.
There's not a lot of things I've asked God for, Brother Earl.
Jesus, Jesus, oh God.
There's not a lot of things I've asked God for. And one of the few things I've asked Him for was to keep my family safe. That's important to me. I die tomorrow, Brother Tommy. I want my family to serve God. Amen. I've never asked God for jobs. I've never asked God for money. I've never asked God for clothes. I've never asked God for vehicles. I've never asked God for anything, amen, materialistically. But I say, oh God, if we're here this time next year, keep my children saved. Keep the power of God in this church. Let us have revival. Let us be in the middle of the will of God. It's important. It's vital. It's necessary. We must be in the will of God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Oh, it's a must. It's a necessary.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
So, they, this ship tears apart, Brother George.
And some caught on board to some pieces of the ship. And they make it over there to an island called Melete. Melete, however you want to call it. And they get over there. Amen. And the Bible said that there's barbarous people. And if you look that word up, barbarous, it meant unkind. It meant vengeance. Praise God. So it sounded like some people been on this island before that it didn't fare too well for. Amen. But well, amen, these men fell on this island. Hey, and it was cold. It was rainy. Amen. Maybe about to catch pneumonia. And they had started a fire. Somehow there was nice to Paul. Let me tell you something. God's got a way of going ahead of you. Listen to me. Oh, he said, but Jason, there ain't no way it can work. There ain't no way 2 + 2, amen, can add up to 4. That's the problem. You done counted God out. That's the problem. You done took God out of the equation. Amen. They had probably killed men in the past, but now they were building a fire for Paul and his company. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Well, they get on that island, Brother Daniel, mm-hmm. and everybody else sitting around shivering and freezing. Amen. These barbarous people, yeah. Amen, have built a fire. Hey, let me tell you something. Where do we find the man of God? Woo! Where are you going to find any good man of God? Not over there complaining. Not over there griping. Like half the people do in the church today. You can't have church. You can't have revival today. Because we got so much griping. Come on. Oh, this ain't right. It ain't the right temperature. It ain't the right loudness. It ain't the right people. Thank God. Ain't nothing ever good. You're going to gripe to the coming of the Lord. Well, not Paul. He got up and said, hey, this is a bad place to be. This is a terrible environment to be in. But thank God, I'm going to work.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you something. The best thing for you to do, and I'm not being mean, is to sip it up and work.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Did you hear that? That's the best thing for any child of God. That's the best thing for any man of God. That's the best thing for anybody that says, hey, I've got a little bit of stock in that church, and I want it to go. Start working.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You're right. I got no notes tonight. You wish I had them.
Bless you, Lord.
Great God.
Come on.
Amen. Start working!
Come on, brother.
Praise God. Thank God.
You, Lord.
Well, brother Earl. Amen. Paul got out there and got to working.
Yes, yes.
Brother Daniel.
Yeah.
And why he had that bundle of sticks? And he threw them on the fire somewhere in the middle of that interchange, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
The Bible called it a viper in one time, and he called it a beast later on. That viper come out of that heat. Something energized him, and something got him to moving. And that viper, amen, jumped out of that heat, and it got a hold on Paul. Oh, I don't know about you, but there's nothing any worse. Amen. Paul, Brother Daniel, could have been over on the sidelines. He could have sat over there. Oh, me.
Yeah.
Oh God, have him beat, amen, 5 times with 39 strikes. Thank God, I've been shipwrecked. I've been stoned. I've been left for dead. Why, God? Why did this happen to me? Oh no, he's up working. And while he's working, the viper laid hold on him.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Woo!
Yes.
All right, let's settle this right here. Just because you work for God doesn't exclude you from the trials of life.
Amen.
That's true.
Woo! Look at me. Just because you work for God, just because you sing in the choir, just because, amen, you teach a class, just because you run the sound, just because you sing a special, just because you come to church, that don't exclude you from the trials of life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
you were.
You're right. So, all right, he already had an autograph, but now he could have said, God, I got a viper hanging on me, and I'm about to die.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
I love this.
Yeah.
I ain't even told you my title yet. I need notes, don't I?
Come on. Come on.
Amen. Oh! And he got over there, and that beast got a hold of his arm, Brother Earl, and it latched on to him, and that beast had a hold of him. And the Bible said Paul looked down at the beast and shook it off in the fire. That's what I come to preach to us. Shake it off. Shake it off. Something's going to hit you. Something's going to knock the wind out of you. Some trial, some sickness. It's going to hit your mind. Shake it off.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Bless
you.
Right.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. Yay, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus. Oh. Shake it off.
Shake it off. Holy.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
So Paul shook it off. Luke was around. You know why? Luke was a physician. Luke was there when Peter's mother-in-law about died and said she had great fever. Amen. Luke paid attention to the medical details because he was a physician.
Yeah.
Hey, God. Luke was there. Amen. I believe he wrote Acts, praise God.
Well,
Luke was there. Amen. And he said, amen, Paul standing should have swollen up. Great God. And what kind of snake bit him? Well, then barbarians, they had seen this same snake by the many people. Amen. When it got a hold on them, they took a step or two and they swelled up and fell down dead. And they stood back and said, he's escaped the vengeance of the sea. Amen. He made it out alive. But thank God, let's watch him. Amen. He made it through a stoning. He made it through a shipwreck. Thank God, he made it through your rock and on. But now the beast is going to take him down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Serpent.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Shook it off in the fire.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And Luke said he shouldn't have swollen up, but we watched him.
Yeah.
And he kept on working.
Yeah.
Woo! We watched him, and he got another bundle of sticks. We watched him, and he built a fire. We watched him, and he kept on being Paul. Hey, and then these men, they said, he's not guilty, amen, of sin, amen, from escape of the vengeance. He's not guilty, but he's a God. Hey, I come to tell us, this world is looking at you. What are you going to do when the beast gets a hold on you? Amen. Is it going to make you quit? Is it going to make you give up? Or are you going to keep fighting?
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Praise God.
J. Vernon McGee said, I'm going to keep on.
Keep on.
Yeah. But they don't tell you this because it's rather lengthy. I'm going to cut it down. But another preacher that I just learned about, true story, he had pastored in the northern part of California. And it was around, I think it was Thanksgiving, they said, this Brother Earl had driven 2 or 3, 4 hours to see his family, to be at Thanksgiving with his family, and they had helped late. It was getting late in the night. He had a lot of things to do, as most pastors do. He said, honey, let's go ahead and drive home tonight and get home. We got a lot to do tomorrow. Well, this pastor, Brother Daniel, him and his wife had got in the car, and they was driving down a 2-lane road in the middle of nowhere. Hey, man, it was getting kind of warm where the sun had come out, kind of like weather we've been in, where it's hot in the day and cold at night. Hey, man, went out that dark road.
But knowing that big black bull had gotten out, and that black bull liked the warmth of that black hardtop road, and that black bull laid down right in the middle of that road. Amen. That preacher wore out and tired. Amen. Driving in the middle of the night about 3 o'clock in the morning, thought it was something in the road, but he said, no, it's black, and I must be seeing things. And before he knew it, amen, his little car had hit head-on collision with a big black bull. Amen. Crushed that car. Knocked him and his wife out for some time. And they finally came to. And he asked his wife, said, honey, how you doing? She said, my left leg is hurting horribly. They were pinned and trapped in that car. She said, how you doing? He said, well, it's a funny thing. He said, I don't really know. I just feel so odd. Amen. He said, I feel numb. I don't really feel anything. And they passed out. They was in and out of consciousness for quite some time. Until somebody came out the middle of that road late at night. Amen. And finally got medical attention and got him to the hospital. And sure enough, his wife had crushed her ankle. They had to do an extensive surgery to fix her ankle up. And when they got him in there checking him out, amen, the reason why he couldn't feel anything, it severed his spinal cord. And he was a quadriplegic for the rest of his life. Paralyzed from his neck down. The man of God that preached, the man of God that bundled the sticks on the fire, the man of God that knocked on doors, the man of God that went to the hospital, amen, and helped those that were hurting, and helped those that were sick. The man of God was paralyzed.
Oh God.
This preacher that I heard this story telling this story said he got word. And he said this older preacher was gracious to him when he was a young preacher getting started. And by this time he was pastor, and he made the trip and he went. He said, I expected to see him down and out. I expected for the worst of the worst. He said, I went in and said, hey, brother. Hey, man, I'm here to see you. I heard about your accident. I'm sorry for all that you've been through. But he said that preacher looked up at him with a big smile like he always had. He said, and when I left that hospital, I was encouraged. Hey, man, he said, I hope I encouraged him, but he encouraged me. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, they got him out of that hospital. They took him to a VA out there for a long-term rehab. And while he was in rehab, this local pastor had gotten his wife. They had lived several hours away from here. Amen. And she was only able to come see him on the weekends. He offered her a teaching position at her Christian school. He said, every evening you can go see your husband. Amen. She came, brought their 13-year-old son. Amen. Came. But did you know, in that rehab process, amen, this pastor said, I got a call, amen, from family hours away, and said, you'll never believe it, but we can't tell mom this news. After this wreck, she got banged up with her leg, her husband quadriplegic, but they had a 32-year-old son that lived off. Said, you'll never believe it, amen, but your 32-year-old son just had a massive stroke, and he's hanging between life and death. Great God. They said they raised up the money right there on the school grounds to get her and her 13-year-old son a plane ticket to fly to see their 32-year-old son before he died.
God.
And she said, Pastor, I hate to ask you this, but I don't have time to go tell my husband, and he don't deserve to hear this over the phone. Can you go tell him? Amen. He said, yes, I will. He said, about 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, when he got over there to this quadriplegic pastor, whose life had already been in shambles, and they talked small talk for a minute, and he said, Pastor, you're not here for a social visit in the middle of the night. He said, why are you here? And he said, son, I hate to tell you, but your 32-year-old son has had a massive stroke. Amen. And they think he might die this night. And he said he thought it would do this old man again. It would finish him off. But he said, oh, he looked up with that big smile that he always had. And he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, I come to tell us, if you got a breaking point, the devil will drive you to that breaking point. But thank God, I come to tell us,
around you. There's going to come something, but you got to learn to deal with adversity.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Man. You ever see these people, the first little thing happens, they're ready to quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm glad Paul wasn't like that.
Oh, God, no.
I'm glad Jesus wasn't like that.
Amen.
Right.
Woo!
Thank God. You, Lord.
Right.
Well.
Oh, God.
He laid in there, Brother Daniel, for months. I mean, couldn't move nothing but his head. Wouldn't that be bad?
Yeah.
And a church had come by that had seen him from afar. He said, buddy, I know you're at the bottom. I know that you think you're worthless, but we feel like offering you a position at our church to visit the sick. Amen. And the absentees and people that come a time or two and you don't see them for a while. We want to offer you this job. Amen. To do that ministry in our church. And he said, you don't understand. I'm a quadriplegic. I can't go to people's houses. I can't knock on doors. And they said, we don't know, but God has laid on our heart to do it. Right. And we're offering you. And he said, I guess I'll try, but I don't know how it's going to work. Amen. So they finally get home and live in some type of housing the church provided for them, got him a ramp. Amen. His wife got him an apparatus where he could speak into it. It would dial numbers. And she got him a list of all kinds of people that have been sick, all kinds of people that need visitation. And he'd call him up and he'd say, I forget his name. Amen. Let's say Davis. Amen. This is Preacher Davis down to so and so church. He said, amen, I wanted to visit you. I heard you've been sick, but I hadn't had it. Amen. But he said, I got a small problem. Amen. Do you remember last time you was in church and you seen a guy down in the front in a wheelchair? And they said, oh, yeah, yeah. We remember that guy. And he said, I'm that guy. He said, do you got a ramp, amen, up into your house so I can come visit you? And they'd say, oh, no. No, we don't have a ramp. He'd say, well, all right. And he had appointments. He'd say, my wife's going to have donuts and coffee. Amen. And such and such day at 7:30, you come to my house and we're going to visit you. Amen. He said, I visited more sick in my house and visited more hurting in my house than I ever did in years. Great God, I come to tell us it was because of the storm that opened up opportunity. And I come to tell you, Paul, it's because of your Rockadon. It's because of the Piper. That great God opened up ministry opportunity.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Publish. Came to him.
Yes.
Who is this? I'm done. Who is this guy? Amen. I tell you who he was. He was a prominent man on that island. Not only could he accommodate Paul, he accommodated all those that were with Paul. Amen. And they went to his house and he lodged with them there. And while they were in the house of Publius, great God, hey, they wouldn't have been here had it not been for Eurocles. They wouldn't have been here had it not been for the viper laying hold on Paul. Publius said, come to my house.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So, Paul went to his house. And they got over. Here's Luke again. Here's Luke.
Yeah.
And he said, amen. This family member of Publius is laying there with a fever. Hear that word is again. Fever. They were bad sick. Amen. Possibly on their way out.
Oh, yeah.
But the man of God was where he needed to be because of circumstances. Hey, through the Bible, happened how it happened because of the viper, because of the beast. That great pastor ended up making a greater impact in the latter part of his ministry than he ever did because of the beast. Hey, I come to tell us. Shake it off. Shake it off. If you're ever going to do anything for God, you got to shake it off in the fire.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Glory, glory, right. Glory.
Praise God.
Stand with me in this house.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be God forever. Holy, holy, holy.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The chief man of that island, his name was Publius. Publius. They received us and lodged us 3 days, courteously. It came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid hands on him, and he healed him. So much for a lot of church doctrine.
Come on, brother.
Paul laid hands on him.
God.
Even the Catholics think a lot of Paul.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank God. Baptists think a lot of Paul. He laid hands on him and prayed for the sick like James said, dude.
Right.
Woo! He
glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, I wish I was a preacher in this house. Won't you raise your hand and ask the Lord to help us out here, Lord? I feel like, God, this is a very important service. The only thing I can control is those that are here right now, Lord. That's all I can control. I can't control situations. I can't control the future. I don't know what might happen tomorrow. Oh, God, I know this. I'm rendering my life in your will right now. Is there anybody in here that'll raise a hand? Is there anybody in here that'll bend the knee in this altar tonight and say, God, here I am, Lord. Here I am. I'm in your will, Lord. I want to stay in your will. Amen. Let your Akhenaten come. Let the viper come. Let the beast come. But God, I'm going to stay in the middle of your will. Come on, call. There ought to be more in this altar than that. Great God. Oh, is there anybody want to be in the will of God?
Thank you.